Think before you tweet.
Twitter is quick and easy to use. Just write a short message of up to 140 characters and press send. But there are a few hidden dangers, as these tweets clearly show.
Edballs. On the 28th of April 2011, Shadow Chancellor Ed Balls accidentally tweeted his own name, and nothing else. As a result, the date has become known as Ed Balls Day. People mark the event by tweeting just Ed Balls. Ed Balls.
Aidan Burley. Conservative MP Aidan Burley sent the following tweet just after the London 2012 Olympic opening ceremony. Unfortunately for Aidan, not many people agreed with him, and Prime Minister David Cameron described the tweet as idiotic. The most lefty opening ceremony I have ever seen, more than Beijing, the capital of a communist state.
David Cameron. In 2014, British Prime Minister David Cameron tweeted a picture of himself looking extremely serious on the phone to Barack Obama. Within minutes, versions of the photo started appearing all over the internet, including one of British actor Sir Patrick Stewart, the star of Star Trek films, holding a tube of wet wipes to his ear. I've been speaking to @BarackObama about the situation in Ukraine. We are united in condemnation of Russia's actions.
George Osborne. In June 2013, British Chancellor George Osborne tweeted a picture of himself eating a hamburger the day before giving the budget speech. Osborne is one of several government ministers who are often accused of being posh because they went to England's exclusive private school, Eton. So, many saw this tweet as an attempt by Osborne to show that he was a man of the people. However, it backfired, as the Sun newspaper found out that the burger was from an expensive upmarket chain called Byron and that it cost £6.75, far more than the 99p you'd pay for the lowest-priced burgers in McDonald's. The story even got onto the front page of the Sun. Putting final touches to the speech.
Be careful with those Twitter messages.